We're going to start with the man who's put all of this together in Atlanta. He's the chairman of the Super Bowl Host Committee Board of Directors. So from concept to bid to event come Sunday, his name is Dan Corso. Dan Corso, welcome to SEN.
Thank you for having me. It's good to have you here in Atlanta.
Tell me, in the recent history of Atlanta, how significant is this week?
Well, it's big. You know, we've had we've had a lot of big sporting events here in Atlanta, and I think we're one of the leading cities in the country in that regard, and hosting, you know, the biggest sporting events that our country has to offer. This is our third Super Bowl. I think what's interesting is about these events get bigger and bigger each year, and so the planning becomes more intricate and detailed and takes longer to prepare. We actually won the bid for this event back in May of 2016, so here we are, two and a half, nearly 3 years later, getting ready to host it, and it's been planning since that day that we were announced. But we're ready. We've got the infrastructure and the people and the organizations in place to make it work.
One of the charms of events like this is the connection to the local community. What sort of buy-in have you had from the locals here in Atlanta?
Good. You know, we had, in order to put on this event, you need to have an army of locals, as you say, to come out and help support in the way of volunteers. And couldn't be more pleased and thankful to just the spirit of our community coming out. We had 32,000 applicants want to be a part of our volunteer force. That's an NFL record. 5,000 of those were within the first 24 hours of the call to action for volunteers. And then we ended up with the 10,000 of the best. And so, you know, we feel very confident that they're going to be that face when the visitors come in, and even our locals, when they're going to be experiencing what Super Bowl has to offer, to be that first and that middle and last impression.
You've got a brilliant new stadium to stage the game in. Tell us about the centerpiece that has become.
Well, when we were bidding on the event, it was nothing but CADs and drawings and renderings and digital work. But now to see it come to life is fantastic. It's really the finest sports and entertainment event in the world. And, you know, they've hosted the Falcons, of course, through a couple seasons, and now the Atlanta United winning the MLS Cup, which is very exciting for our city. We've had the College Football Playoff National Championship, our third Super Bowl, and our fifth Men's Final Four in 2020. We're in the running for the 2026 World Cup and other events. So it really kind of stands out and puts our city out there as kind of the forefront as to, you know, the leading cities in the country for these big sporting events.
Dan, give us an insight into the obsession with weather here and the role that weather plays in it can scupper an event like this.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your weather in Australia is right now. I'm sure it's sunny and hot as it is year-round. But, you know, late January, early February, so this is our winter season. But, you know, we traditionally have pretty good temperatures and an average of 53 degrees, which is great that it coincides that we're hosting Super Bowl 53, so we're hoping for that on Sunday. But the precipitation is relatively low on average, and we'll have a little bit of a weather event this Tuesday, but we'll get through that, and Wednesday on, it's going to be great.
What will define whether this is successful or not?
Well, I think it's already successful, and the fact that the reviews from the NFL at this stage and their planning has gone so smoothly for them. Again, when you're hosting a big event, you want the event owner to be happy, and they seem to be very happy throughout the planning process, but also now as we are into Super Bowl week. The connectivity of our venues and our campus has really, I think, helped them in their planning process, and hopefully you as the representative of the media are feeling that as well and seeing it.
And how much would you have loved it if the Falcons had made it?
Yeah, that would have been wonderful. But, you know, it's nice to have the event here, and they'll be in the running again next year.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for being here.